Okay, we're going. We're in fancy, actually it's warmer here than Edmonton, Prince George. Today with us we have the absolutely amazing Kylie. How do you say your last name? I ask you this every time.
It's Zapernick.
Zapernick.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kylie Z.
Yeah.
Our surveyor slash super carpenter up in the Prince George with the Prince George team.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming on. I kind of forced this on you. But where'd you grow up?
Edmonton. Oh, my whole life. Born and raised.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like super rare.
I know. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I like Edmonton, but I think eventually I would like to explore.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not permanently, but Edmonton's a good city. I like it.
Yeah?
Oh, totally.
What area in Edmonton did you grow up in?
The north side.
North side. And then yeah. What high school did you go to?
So I actually went to Emmy Lazard for grade 10 and 11. And then grade 12, me and a girlfriend kind of like reunited. And she convinced me to go to East Glen. So I went to East Glen for grade 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I graduated in 2008.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That just made me feel really old. But so growing up, Northside girl, coming out of high school, what's the, like, because you're in the trades now.
Yeah.
But what, coming out of high school, what'd you do for work?
Ooh, so for the first couple of years after high school, I was kind of like, just, you know, your typical confused teenager figuring out my life. So I worked at like a car registry for 2 years. And I was like, okay, this is not bad. Maybe I can like take it to a government job, do that sort of thing. But then I realized I hated office work. Not my thing. and just working with kind of like catty women. It's like, no, not for me. So then I went into hair. I did that. I got my ticket as a hairstylist.
So not just your ticket, you got your red seal.
My red seal as a hairstylist, yeah. So I did hair for about 4 years, actually. And it was great. I met a lot of really good people. My closest friends now are from doing hair, working in the salons, actually. But then I was just like, I'm not quite passionate enough to make it a career, which was okay. It was a little bummer for my parents when they found out all that schooling and money they spent went to waste. Not to waste, but, you know. But yeah, so I didn't get into carpentry until I was about 24. I started my pre-apprenticeship.
So where was your first construction job that you worked?
My first company was Scott Builders, I got hired with. And they sent me, it was called Spartan Controls, the job site that they sent me to, just off Whiteman, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was there for a few months, and then they like moved me around to, there was like a trucking company that they, or a new shop that they were building. So they sent me there for a little bit, and then it was a lot of just general carpentry stuff. Like I was a first year at Scott Builders, so I did my first year there, and it was actually a really great company. But then they lost all of their work. So after school for first year, I got let go, which was a bummer, actually. So then I kind of like worked for a couple of smaller companies, and I took some things from it. Like I learned a few things that I don't think I would have learned anywhere else, but there was also cons to those smaller companies. So for my third year, I just had finished my third year. I just finished second year. And so after that, my employer that had hired me was a little bit of a bonehead. So I left because he was just not treating me the best. And then I came here after that.
Cool.
A couple months after that. Yeah. So I didn't work for a couple months, but I just kind of enjoyed it. And then I came here, got that phone call.
What was your first project with us again?
My very first one was at WSP, actually.
I
was there for a couple months, and then I went to the rec room for about a month and a half, and then I got sent to Davidson Creek. That was my first concrete job, actually.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And now, so you've been at Shandos. So you worked for Shandos for a little bit, and then you left. Mm-hmm.
I did, yeah.
And then you came back.
And then I came back, yeah.
So how many years were you at Shandos?
So I was here for 2 years, just over 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I left for a year.
Yeah.
And now I'm back.
Now you're back.
Since June.
Now you're back.
Yeah. And I'm so happy to be back too.
It's good. It's good. I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
So, you're a Red Seal indentured person already.
I am, yeah.
And you're getting your second Red Seal coming up here coming up in January.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I wrote my fourth year in January too.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, so fourth year has been a bit of a challenge. There's been a few hoops I had to jump through, but that's okay. I'm looking forward to doing it. I've talked to a lot of journeyman carpenters, and you just got to keep going. You just got to keep pushing for what you want. Keep working hard. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good year.
So I know you're going for carpentry. Mm-hmm. You're also doing a lot of survey with us right now. So yeah. You're kind of doing this dual role.
Yes.
How does that work? Like,
it's to be honest, it's really great. I think having the knowledge of a carpenter in survey helps significantly. Kind of bouncing back and forth sometimes, it's good to be able to do that. And if guys need random numbers or elevations or whatever, you have that information to give them, so it's great. But then when you are kind of jumping back and forth here and there, you have to kind of like get your feet back on the ground when you're going back and forth. That was the only thing that I find is sometimes challenging, or like you just have to take a day here and there to get caught up on whatever. But it is good. I'm happy that I have the ability to do that. Yeah. But I do love survey, actually.
You do?
I do. Yeah. It's fun. It's a really different way to be a part of a job.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
And you're killing it up here too, by the way.
Thank you.
Like
yeah.
the team Thank says you. They're if you're like the most reliable.
That's so nice to hear. Yeah. I was just like when I came out to this job, I was really, really grateful that you guys brought me back to begin with to Shandos. So I just knew that this was going to be my baby. I was just going to take care of this job and do the absolute best I could. And yeah, just work really hard here and
it's awesome.
See the finish outcome, I guess, in a couple of years. But it's been really good so far.
That's wicked, man.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you're happy. So what, if I was to say, no, not me, but like, what do you say your future beholds for you? Like, what do you want to do?
In regards to life or work or...
Yeah, let's do work first.
Yeah.
And we'll get work out of the way. But, like, mm-hmm. Are you going to be, like, a surveyor for a while? Do you want to maybe do, like, the Amy Pace path where all of a sudden you're superintendent one day? What does that look like for you?
I think right now I kind of want to focus on the survey department because... Amy Pace, oh, that's just like a whole other level of amazing, let's be honest. But I really love survey, and I think that there's so much to learn just in that department, and I've only dipped my toes in it. So I really want to get to know the survey part, and I'm really fortunate to have a great teacher. As we all know, everyone knows Byron.
Shout out to Byron,
because he's awesome.
Yeah, he is awesome. Byron is good shit.
Yeah, so I kind of want to... I want to stick to survey for a bit and see where that leads, maybe. I like the idea of like a foreman role or a leadership role of some sort, but in a sense, I almost see survey another leadership role in its own way.
Yeah. Well, definitely, man. Like,
right?
The amount of intel you bring to the table, putting stuff together. Like, you have a team putting stuff together. Mm-hmm. You come in and you're like, no, this is not right. We need to move this way. This needs to go here. Like, surveyors have a bigger, broad view of the whole project.
Exactly.
Not just the area, right?
It's not just the area that you're working in. You're looking ahead weeks in advance. So you're able to see what's coming up. You're able to see, like, oh, this isn't supposed to be here. Or, no, that actually got moved. So, no, we're not doing that. So I think it's really helpful in that sense. So I don't know. I think I'm going to just kind of feel this out for a bit. There's still, like I said, a lot to learn.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm excited to get to know this part of it.
As long as you're passionate about what you're doing, I think that's important.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, we got work stuff out of the way. Yeah. Let's talk personal stuff. So I know this about you. You're like a super travel person. You like traveling a lot.
You know what's funny? I like traveling. I haven't traveled much outside of Canada, in all honesty. I've done, like, I did Ireland, but that was quite a while ago. And then Mexico and, like, Vegas and all those things. I want to travel, but I've seen a lot of BC. I've done a lot of that part of Canada. Been out east a few times to, like, Ontario. But yeah, outdoors, I would say I'm very passionate about.
You're an outdoors person.
Yeah, definitely. Biking, hiking, camping, all that stuff.
Well, you're in, like, outdoors, like, mm-hmm. paradise right now.
I know, it's true. And you know what? I was going to bring my bike here, but I didn't. And there's so many bears. I've gone for a couple of runs. Like, when I came here in the summer, I would go out for a run, and I would run into just, like, locals, and I'd ask them where good running trails are or whatever, and they're like, well, there's a lot of bears, so maybe don't go by yourself. I'm like, oh, I have bear spray, but I don't know how confident I am if I did have a bear encounter. But yes, there are a lot of things in the surrounding area here to explore, and I really would love to, actually.
So just for our audience, so Kylie, you're like 4 feet tall and like 60 pounds. So you're like an hors d'oeuvre to a bear.
I'm 5 feet for the record. Everyone asked me that question. But yeah, a bear would be quite substantially larger than me. So.
That's funny. That's awesome. That's cool. So what else do you like to do? You like the outdoors, you like camping, hiking. Close with your mom.
Close with the family. Really family. Close with the family, yeah. I've been close with them my whole life. I have one sister, one nephew, and that's, yeah, and then my brother-in-law, of course. So it's, we're all kind of a tight-knit. The extended family, like, we all go out to the lake, and my parents have a lake lot with all of them, so.
Which lake?
It's Alberta Beach.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, not right on the beach. It's in Gunn, Alberta.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have, like, all their campers nice little parked acreage out there. It's awesome actually. Yeah. It's like a quick 45 minute drive out of the city.
Yeah.
Go relax.
Nice.
But yeah. And then what else? I actually got into crocheting over COVID-19 since I sat at home and had nothing better to do. Like, what can I teach myself? That was one thing.
So where's your gear? Like, you got a store-bought headband on.
I know. On. I've only made blankets so far because that's the easy thing to make. and then photography, actually. I've always been, like, a fan of taking photos and, well, landscapes, I guess. So I'm actually doing, like, an online course now. And
oh, really?
I got a decent camera, so I want to...
What kind of camera do you have?
It's a Sony A6000. It's okay. The model, yeah. So it's a good little
mirrorless?
Compact. It's a DSLR.
DSLR.
That's so that's the type of camera it is. I got it a couple years ago, actually, and it just sat there. So I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to use this thing. So yeah, I'm going to start doing that more often.
Again, just you're practicing. In like,
I know.
Photography paradise here.
Exactly. There's so many things to see here. I actually went for a walk here. Just over by the university. It was called, like, oh my goodness, Force of the World or something like that. It's a trail that they have here. And so I was like, okay, I read it, I found it online, and it looked beautiful. There's like a little lake that you can walk to. So I went and checked that out while I was here. But again, bear country, moose country too.
Really?
Yeah, I heard locals talking and they're like, honestly, I think I'd be more scared of moose than I would bears here. And I was sitting at the lake there, and you could hear, like, bear bangers. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm alone, I'm gonna go. So I left, but so I gotta get the camera out more.
That's cool.
That's a goal.
What's like, out of your top 10 bucket list items to do, what's one of them?
Oh, honestly, it's been, like, number one for the longest time, is to travel to New Zealand. Mm. Yeah, I've just been, like, dying to go there. For the last decade, probably. And that was my plan, was to go there and to get a working visa, go live there for a year, doing who knows what. I was actually leaning to working in construction there. I think it'd be kind of neat to learn their building codes, because I know that they have, like, earthquakes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it'd be pretty neat to learn that part of it.
All the seismic piece.
Exactly, yeah. So I think, yeah, that's number one for sure. And I will get there as soon as I can.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to go to New Zealand.
It's so beautiful.
The best fly fishing in the world almost.
Yeah, yeah, you're next, all about fly fishing, hey?
next to BC.
Yeah.
Actually, Alberta is pretty epic, but you know.
Yeah, there's some good.
Like Canada has some epic fly fishing, but yeah. New Zealand. Oh, if yeah. I was to do a destination.
That would be the one.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and the good thing about New Zealand is they don't really have many like predator-like animals like Canada.
None.
Birds. Yeah. Couple spiders.
Yeah.
I yeah, can handle
some
that.
Some snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, some snakes, some spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big Lord of the Rings fan?
I wouldn't say I'm a big fan, but I didn't mind it, actually. I know the first one really well. I think I've seen the second and third maybe once.
So you could, like, them. Totally go check out the Hobbit house.
Oh, definitely.
And you wouldn't have to duck.
And I would not.
Right?
No, it would be perfect. Cozy.
That's good. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So what else? So let's talk about this crochet thing a little bit. So you made blankets?
Yeah. I finished my first blanket last weekend.
How was that?
It was so satisfying. Just that little, like... I don't know, just that little thing you finished. You're just so proud of yourself. It's so dorky.
Do you have a picture of it?
Oh yeah, totally. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I totally want to see it. We'll see it after we're done.
Okay, I'll show you after.
And then I'm gonna post it on our Yammer.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, totally. That's cool. What else? Like, so travel, yeah. Work in New Zealand. Yeah. What else is another item off the bucket list?
I don't know. Like, right now it's just kind of a matter of like saving to buy a house. What else is there? I definitely want to get more into woodworking. Like I was looking at some like wood turning courses that they have in Calgary that they offer. Yeah, I want to try something like that.
Have you talked to Curtis Clark?
No, actually.
He's like part of a guild.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he's got, like, you should see his woodworking stuff. Like,
oh, it's
he does, like, well, you know his earplugs, yeah. Right? Like, have you seen the ones he's made?
No.
Dude.
Wow. Okay, I'll go talk to Curtis after this.
So Curtis is, like, a wood guru.
Yeah.
Like, and he does crazy
That's
stuff.
That's really neat, actually.
Like, I've seen, like, he's in this guild, and they work out of Nate, and... They do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, they have like a club that you can be a part of, actually.
That's what he's part of.
Oh, I should ask him about it then, actually. I had no idea.
There you go.
Crazy.
See, connecting the dots
good.
For you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, just before we wrap up here, what do you see, like, how do we get more women in construction? How does that work? You know what my secret goal is?
What?
My secret goal is to have 50-50 in the field. And not for the sake of, like, I don't want women to feel like it's just something token.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Why I'm doing it is because like people like you, people like Amy, people like Chantel, Robin, Jenna Hall, like all these people that work in construction are solid people.
I know.
Like solid individuals. So like my goal is to have 50-50 in the field.
I think that's a great goal. I think it's a matter of like, well, passion, of course. Like the people have to be passionate to come into it. But I mean, any female that I would ever encounter, if they mentioned that they wanted to do construction, oh my goodness, like I wouldn't stop but encourage them. I think it's such a good thing to be a part of. And there's like Facebook pages, there's actually one, it's like Alberta Women in Trades.
Nice.
And you're constantly just talking to other women for ideas and where to find jobs and who's looking and what trade to go into. And I think it's just such a diverse area to be in. It's so, I don't know, you just have to, I don't know. I think it's just finding the people that are passionate to begin with. That's a good start.
Yeah.
And just keep encouraging them and telling them, like, if you work hard and if this is something you think you can enjoy, then push for it. Get, like, anyone can do it. It's just a matter of...
Absolutely. Right? And, you know, like, so let's take you for an instant. Like, so you're 4 feet tall and, like, 60 pounds.
Yeah.
But I've seen you sling forms and do concrete. Like it's nothing. So, you can do the work.
Oh, yeah. Right? You can, like, 100% do the
like,
work.
Like, I have full confidence that you can do the work. That, you know, Jenna can do the work. Chantel can do the work.
Yeah.
You guys can all do the work. Natasha, or Tasha Swan, she can do the work.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't... like, is it scary? Is it intimidating? I don't know. But I think
to a certain, like, after a while, you get that confidence. So that fear slowly fades.
Yeah.
There's still days where I'm like, oh my goodness, I have no idea what I'm doing. Or I probably look like such a schmuck right now. But you just have to get in there. You have to try. You have to at least try before you say you're defeated.
Yeah.
And then the more you try, the more you practice, the better you get. And that's like anything, really.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I totally get it. But like, is there any dicks in construction still? Like, do you still deal with that?
To be honest, not really. I haven't encountered that in quite a while.
Yeah.
No.
Amy's told me some stories, like, mm-hmm. back in the day.
So, I had a couple, like, when I first started out, like, there was a few guys that, yeah, they said horrible things to me or were just trying to tear me down
for what?
No reason. Yeah. Like, I don't really know what the reason
was. Fucking old white men, man.
And some of them weren't even old. That's the thing. Like, some of them are just a couple years older than me. So I don't really know, like, if it's just, like, their lack in confidence or their fear that you'll be better than them. I don't know, but I haven't seen it in quite a while.
Good.
And I'm fortunate to say, like, this company, that is non-existent. It's not a thing.
Yeah, I think we try real hard to make sure it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's not a thing. And it's not a... Also, I don't want to make it, like, a token thing either.
Mm-hmm.
Do you... Oh, look it. We're diverse. Like, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
I want diversity for the fact, like... Diversity is key for a healthy organization.
Yeah.
That's why I want it.
Yeah.
Not because it's the thing to do.
That's good.
Like,
that's good.
Or not thing to do. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. Like, you're going after it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to have that diversity. Different outlooks.
Exactly. Right? Problem solved.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody is the same, right?
No.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what is an inspiring... What's an inspiring thing that gets you going?
For, like, everyday life?
Yeah. Hmm. What's a quote?
Oh, my goodness.
Please tell me it's something out of Hot Rod.
No, it's definitely not. I can't think of a quote right off the top of my head, in all honesty. For me, my inspiration, I just try to find it in myself, to be honest. And just to stay as positive as possible. And to just be thankful of all the things that you do have and to remind yourself that you're doing the best you can and to just keep doing that. And we all get down on ourselves, but it's really important to try to, like, just stay away from that dark place that we can all steer ourselves to sometimes. I don't know, that's kind of what I do. Like, just remind yourself, today's great, everything's going well, there's really no reason to stress. Just keep going.
That's kind of awesome.
My daily reminder.
That's perfect. Cool. So don't run anywhere because you're itching to get out of here. I want to do a selfie with you and then I can do my thing. But thank you so much for coming on. That's awesome.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm super excited with Kylie Z because I can never pronounce her last name. If you want to know anything about Survey and the outdoors, Kylie's the person to ask.
Yeah.
Along with Byron.
Along with Byron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're on my team.
Yeah.
I think it's super cool and your story is inspiring. Like, I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate
awesome.
That.
Thanks, Kylie.
Thanks, Chaz.